The Legal Hour. Tweet at LBC.
You're listening to the LBC Legal Hour with me, Barrister Daniel Barnett. The time is 9:34. In the light of Sarah Everard's death, we've all been hearing a lot of conversation here on LBC and elsewhere about women's anxiety walking down the street and the need for men to take more steps to support women and ensure that they are utterly non-threatening at all times and don't behave in any way, in a way that can be misinterpreted or indeed is actually threatening. But what is the law on self-defence for women if somebody feels that they are being threatened as they walk down the street? To help me answer that, Kate Bex QC, a criminal barrister at Red Lion Chambers, is joining me. Kate, good evening.
Good evening.
Kate, can you summarise what the law on self-defence is?
Yes, absolutely. And I can heave a sigh of relief and say that this is one of the few parts of the law where it's pretty much common sense. So hopefully it follows what we would like and hope it to be. So first off, that the prosecution has to prove that somebody that's accused was not acting in self-defence. So you don't have to prove that you were, they have to prove you weren't. The second thing is that what follows from that is if you were or might have been acting in self-defence, your defence would be successful. The third is that you don't have to wait to be attacked. And I think that's probably particularly relevant to real life situations and the question of what you can do if you're walking down the street and you have a genuine, reasonable fear for your own safety. You don't have to wait to be attacked before you can defend yourself or defend somebody else. But what you must do is no more than you genuinely believe is necessary in the circumstances that you believe them to be. So you have to behave reasonably. The reasonable test is an objective one. So it's what the people, if it gets to court, and hopefully it never would, but if you are an accused and you're saying I acted in self-defence and the prosecution are trying to prove that you didn't, then it would be for the jurors to decide what you honestly believe the situation was and then whether they objectively thought that that was reasonable.
You said
so
you don't have to wait.
Reasonable is the background.
You said you don't have to be have to wait to be attacked, Kate Bex.
You don't.
What if someone's, for example, verbally harassing you but hasn't touched you as you're walking down the street? Is it legal to give them a hard shove to push them away?
It's very difficult to take scenarios out of context and see, but I can see how there might be circumstances where that would be reasonable. It depends what somebody is saying to you. It depends how they're saying it to you. It depends how close they are to you when they say it to you. It depends what you say to them and they won't stop. Depend who you're with. If you're with a child, it might depend if it's dark. So it's all circumstance dependent. But most people have a pretty good instinctive feel for what's reasonable. And so you shouldn't be too concerned about defending yourself if you are behaving reasonably.
Are people allowed to carry self-defence equipment such as pepper spray?
Quite a lot of sprays like that are in fact illegal. They're prohibited as offensive weapons. So you need to be very careful about what sort of thing you do have. But it's not that hard to get hold of things that are legal, alarms that are legal, things that will do two things, and both are important. One is to make you feel safer. And I'm a believer that if you feel safer, you are safer because you tend to not look quite so vulnerable. And the second is that they will act as an actual deterrent. I was reading just today about how somebody was attacked and in fact, it was in the news because the person had been sentenced and the fact that they didn't go to prison has attracted quite a lot of attention. But anyway, what got him to stop attacking this woman was that she managed to activate the SOS alarm on her phone.
Let's think about a slightly different situation. Some women carry bunches of keys between their fingers, and of course keys aren't inherently illegal to carry.
Yeah.
What if it's nighttime and you're walking down the street and someone tap you on the shoulder intending to ask for directions, but you're scared and you swing out at them and you injure them, but you got it wrong? Would that be regarded as reasonable self-defence?
Difficult. It might well be. And in fact, that's something that I think women for generations have done that as a means of feeling safer. Certainly my mother did when I came up behind her in the dark one night. I thought it was funny. That was exactly her reaction, to swing around with her keys in her hand and almost to injure me. And she was furious with me because she was concerned she might have hurt me. There are circumstances where that would be legitimate. You make a mistake. Providing it's a genuine mistake and reasonable, then it might be. Again, it's also circumstance specific.
Kate Bex is a criminal barrister at Red Lion Chambers. Kate, thank you very much for joining us.